In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the feast day of St. Ignatius of Loyola. As a priest, I think back to years past when our Jesuit friends were at St. Mary's, when it was in Ogden rather than West Haven, and they would have a very nice steak fry for all the priests of the diocese on this day to celebrate the feast day of their founder. And so this is the day I miss the Jesuits. So, you know, remember to pray for them and all the work that they did, even though all but Father Leo have now gone to their reward. St. Ignatius of Loyola is a very interesting character, and his path to sanctity was basically two things. One, he was a soldier, and he was wounded in battle. And as he was convalescing, he ran out of other things to read, and so he was very bored, and he started to read the lives of the saints. And the lives of the saints inspired his conversion and inspired this idea of an army for God, the company of Jesus, the society of Jesus, the Jesuits. And that is how his conversion took place. And we have to remember this was at the time of the Protestant rebellion. And there were the false reformers, people like Martin Luther and John Calvin, people who said, I know what the church should be like, and we're going to do things my way, and they broke off and they founded their own churches. Then there were the real reformers, people like St. Teresa of Avila, St. Charles Borromeo, Pope St. Pius V, and St. Ignatius of Loyola, who instead of trying to make the church into something else, called the church to return to what she was truly meant to be faithful to what she was teaching. Because the problem wasn't that the church was teaching the wrong things. The problem was that there were those within the church who were not living up to those teachings. Sounds a little familiar considering the recent news, doesn't it? Well, let's put it this way. As long as the church has people in it, the church will have sinners in it. And there will always be those who do not live up to the teachings of Christ. So be not afraid, as our Holy Father of happy memory, St. John Paul II, would say. And realize we've been through this before, from the very beginning. Think of Judas Iscariot. But you know, we had wonderful saints like Ignatius of Loyola, who reformed the church from within by not being something else, but by being truly Catholic. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.